But then I got heartbroken and I went savage mode. I became a heartbreaker. I did the heartbreaking after that. So after I got heartbroken, I started doing the heartbreaking.
Hi, my name is Jen.
Hi, my name is Christian.
And this is Love a Little Podcast. Woo, woo, woo. Welcome back to those who have been here and hello. Hola. Welcome to those who are new.
What's up, you guys?
So today is actually episode 12.
Episode 12.
And it's actually going to be a very interesting topic. We're going to be answering someone's questions. And we're going to talk a little bit about our, I don't want to say past relationship because we're not going to really get into the past relationship. But we're going to talk about dealing, how we deal with our past or past relationships.
So title of this episode is previous relationships. Just in general, we might not go too deep into it because we are married and the past don't matter. But we will touch on it a little bit because I know people are interested and want to know. There was a question in the comments. So technically the title is previous relationships and then has Christian ever dated a little person? Because that was a hot question in the comments. And we're about to answer today, so.
Not just in the comments, but always. People always ask, like, if he's ever dated a little person or he just likes average height girls and stuff. So we're going to get into that.
Don't put me in the hot seat. So
I think we could start with that. We could start with.
Straight into it.
Have you ever dated a little person? Or have you always been into average height girls?
Sheesh.
Or do you not like little people or what?
Oh, man, why you got to make me feel like this? What Jen already knows, the answer to that question is, have I ever dated a little person? The answer is yes. So Jen already knows that. Yes, I've dated a little person. They did. You know, I've, you know, the past is the past. But remember, like, I'm not saying, like, I'm into average height women or, like, things like that. Look, I've had my fair share of, like, I was going to say my fair share of women, but that was going to sound, like, crazy. But, like, I've dated average height girls. I've dated little, like, girls with dwarfism or whatever. But it doesn't really matter because I am married to the love of my life. Jennifer Garcia.
Yeah, you better.
So, yes, I have dated a little person. You know, I've dated average height women as well. And a lot of people ask, like, did I ever struggle with dating in the past and things like that? No. I would say no. Like, I've had my girlfriends and things like that. You know, obviously the first, you know, everyone goes through that heartbreak or whatever. And then I just became a savage after that. How would I say this? Look. You know, I've dated girls in the past.
Watch out.
I've dated girls in the past, obviously. You know, there was, I don't know. That was when I was, like, younger. And then, you know, everyone has that first, like, real heartbreak. And I was, like, because I was, like, a very, like, how would I say it? I was a very nice guy at first. Like, I was the nice guy dating, you know, trying to be Mr. Nice Guy over here. But then I got heartbroken and I went savage mode. I became a heartbreaker. I did the heartbreaking after that. So after I got heartbroken, I started doing the heartbreaking. And then when I met her, I didn't want to do no heartbreaking anymore because I fell in love with her. So long story short, no pun intended. Yes, I've dated little people. Yes, I've not. Like plural, but just in general. I've dated a little person. I've dated average height women. But now I'm married to the love of my life, which is an average height woman. And I like to climb. What can I say? But yes, I hope that answers you guys' questions for those that are very like. And am I into like, because I know people are like ask very crazy questions. And it's like, oh, are you, like, into little people or are you into, like, average height women? I'm into my wife. This is what I like. She's the love of my life. She has my heart. I am into her. It's like, I don't have like a particular like, oh, I'm into this, I'm into that. Like, love kind of just does its own thing, you know? So it just, she just so happened to be average height, you know? And I got very blessed with her.
Yeah.
Very blessed. You're looking real good today, by the way. And I know I told you that like a million times, but she looks sexy.
Thank you. So anyways, that is that. So that answered your guys's, I hope that answered your guys's question. So yes, he has dated someone who has dwarfism before, and he's also dated other average height girls, women, whatever. And as for me, I always get the question or comment saying that I must have a fetish or something, which is kind of weird to me. I know people do have fetishes, but I don't know, that's kind of weird. So no, I don't have a fetish for little people. That's so like weird to hear, because I have two kids, you know, who have dwarfism as well, and now my husband. But I don't have a fetish, you know. What, it's actually funny, because prior to me meeting Christian and, you know, catching feeling for him and, you know, falling in love and marrying him and everything that comes with it, I never was into short guys, you know? I was never into short guys.
It's usually like that.
I usually, my type of guy would be like a tall guy, way taller than me, you know? So.
Well, that's crazy. How the tables have turned, but.
So really, love, when they say love is blind, love really is blind.
Love is blind, because when she sees straight, she can't even see me.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, when you just meet your person, like, it could be the complete opposite of what you're into, and that was the case with us. I didn't, you know, once I started, you know, feeling something for him, like, I didn't care that he was way shorter than me, you know, because Christian is 4 feet tall, and I'm 5'5".
So that's literally 12. That's 17 whole inches. So that's technically a whole foot and 5 inches taller than me.
Oh,
literally.
Yeah, a foot and 5 inches.
A foot and 5 inches taller than me. Not a couple inches, a whole foot. That's freaking 17 inches taller than me.
So I would have never in my wildest dreams, like, thought that I would ever date someone who was way shorter than me. And I'm not saying, you know, someone with dwarfism, because that's
just
not,
in general.
Yeah, just in general. Like, I was never attracted to short guys. Or even if you were like right at my eye level, like, that was already like a no for me. And now I'm like, boop.
That's crazy. But it's crazy to think, like, a lot of people let their idea or dream guy, like their dream idea of a man of love, like, block their vision for, like, or block their heart from actually loving. Because, you know, a lot of times people get with someone because it's like, oh, this is what I'm into, this is what I find super sexy, and this and that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but, like,
turns you out, know, it's you, like, know.
You know.
And I always
follow your heart, you guys, I'm telling y'all. Who cares?
And
what
I always
think?
Tell Christian, like, oh, I'm so glad, you know, that my past relationships never worked out, because I am pretty sure, like, I would not have the life that I have now. And I'm not talking about, like, materialistic things. I'm just talking about, like, you know, the beautiful family that we have created and the love we have, the respect we have for one another.
You made me cry.
You know, I just always think about that, because it's, like, it's crazy. Because if I would have been like, you know what, no, he's short, he's not my type, like, God knows where I would have been. I probably would have been living. Why are you crying?
I'm not crying. It's 3 out of the fan on.
No, I'm crying.
You're crying first.
Oh, God. I just did my makeup. It's the fan. I have
it's
allergies.
Me too.
And it's hot. My eyes are sweating.
My eyes are sweating.
But I always tell Christian, like, you know, I just I'm so glad, you know, that I met him and that none of, you know, that I didn't let that interfere or for me to, you know, just for my past relationships to not work out, because then we would not be here. And to be honest, I don't think that I would have what I have now. And I always tell him, like, I'm just so grateful that we have, like, a great relationship, a great family. And that, you know, it's not even about materialistic things. And I'm not materialistic, so, and Christian isn't either. So my thing is, I love having, like, a great relationship in general with friends, family, my kids, my husband. To me, what matters is, how can I say, like, the moments, the time, the effort, you know, things like that.
The experiences,
yeah.
Oh, of course.
So, you know, that's what it is. And so, yeah, so, you know, like I've told you guys before, don't let the love of your life go because you feel like he's not your dream guy or whatever, because, you know, at the end of the day, you should be living your best life, like me.
But, yeah, so, I don't know, it's just a beautiful thing. But you know what, like, my respect to Jen, especially because, you know, obviously for her is a lot different than I feel like for me, because, you know, I'm already used to the stares in public and things like that. So now imagine a first time, like her first time being with a little person, the experiences she kind of had to go through is definitely different, because, you know, if she was with like an average sized dude, like, people are not just staring just to stare, but, like, you know, if she see it, like, when people see us out in public, I mean, now it's for different reasons, because not saying it like that, but a lot of people recognize it now, and it's for good reasons. But, you know, in the beginning, it was, like, we would be out in public, and, like, you will get the stares, and then it'll make Jen feel very awkward, because, you know, obviously, it's a lot of eyes on you, and it's like, wow, this is, but I think, like, obviously, the love she has for me, and, like, she didn't let that separate us or her not loving me the way she does. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And a lot of times, you know, sometimes relationships don't last due to reasons like that. Because
people are too worried about what others are going to think.
Exactly. And I think that's the beautiful thing about Jen. Like, she doesn't care what other people think, as long as, you know, she knows that we're happy, you know, we're good at home, and like, our love for each other is strong. Like, she doesn't care what people think, and I think that's how it should be, you know.
I always tell him, like, if I had to do this all over again, like, I would still choose you all over again, and, like, go through everything, you know, all over again.
I love you. But yeah, so that's what I'm saying, you know. Obviously, I'm not saying, like, oh, go look for a little person or go get yourself a little guy because they're amazing.
And don't come after my man, because I be seeing all you girls in his DMs. I'm just saying.
But anyways, long story short, don't let your dream idea of a man or whatever.
Your fairy tale man,
like, block you from, like, you know, because you could be in love with the short dude or the, you know,
dark guy or the light guy
or the blue eyes guy, but you're really into green eyes, or you're really into brown eyes, but maybe the dude that has one eye is the one for you.
Yeah.
You know, but that one eye is going to be focused on you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, long story short, just go with your heart, because sometimes, you know, that's what it is.
Yep.
But,
and then, so,
and don't care what people think, because, you know, people always have things to say, whether you're doing good in life, whether you're doing bad in life. People are always gonna talk, people are always gonna talk smack. And I think the only way to succeed in life in general is not care what people think about you. As long as you got your vision and your family's good and you guys are good, who cares what people think, dude? People are always gonna talk. Like, dude, we're, like, super happy, you know, we have a lovely family, and imagine, we do social media for a living, so we share our life with the world, right? Mm-hmm. We get thousands and thousands of comments that are saying, I mean, obviously, a lot, majority of them are positive, And we appreciate every single one of you that leave positive comments. But, like, on TikTok and everything like that, because we have, a pretty big following and stuff over there, we get thousands and thousands of comments that say very mean things about what we got going on, our relationship, our family. They don't know us. They don't know what, you know, our love story. They don't know, you know, anything about us. They're going off of what they see, the appearance or whatever. And that's what I'm saying. People are quick to judge. People don't know. Like, people don't know what's going on, you know? Yeah. And it's crazy because, you know, like, we'll post something. Someone could say something super crazy. And, like, we just let it do its thing. And we're at home happy, like, you know?
And you'll be amazed, like, how much hate I get. Like, I get so much hate just because everyone's always like, you must have a fetish. Like, he must have money. Just, like, why would you ever... What do you see in him? And
you know what I think?
You should be with the average height guy.
Sometimes at the end of the day, it's like envy, because sometimes people are quote unquote normal. They seem to have it figured out, but they don't have a lot of things. And I'm not saying materialistic things. They just don't have a beautiful life, but that's probably because the way they are. And then they see themselves and they're like, why does this person who is not normal, quote unquote, have a beautiful family? I'm like, dude, I don't know, I'm probably like a nice guy. That's, I don't know, maybe you should try that. So, you know, so it does come with like a lot of hate. Like, sometimes people are just envious of our life. And I just think you should just focus on yours, you know, focus on your life and just go with your heart. And
Yep. And then one thing, too, I always say is, like, never compare your life to others, because that's one thing that me and Christian are very big on. Like, we never compare ourselves to anybody, or we never say, oh, they got this, I wish we got that. Like, no. Everyone gets to wherever they need to be at their time. You know, some might take a month, some might take 3 years. You know, you just never know. And that's just us. Like, that's how
remember.
I just feel when you just worry about yourself and you're genuinely happy for other people, like, life goes way better for you. Like, life is way better for you, and you're much happier, you know, because you're not worried about other people.
Remember, the grass isn't greener on the other side.
Yeah.
The grass is greener where you water it. Mm-hmm. And like J. Cole, there's a song by J. Cole, but it says, like, there's no such thing as a life that's better than yours. Like, just appreciate and pay attention to what you have at home. If there's things you can work on them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you might get an idea that, oh, look at, because they look happy over there, or they look, they have this, they have that, and you're comparing your life to them. They're probably, like, living a miserable life. So don't ever compare your life to others. Don't compare, you know, don't, it's not a competition.
Yeah, and then also, like, for example, you guys see, always see us, right? Like, we're not perfect, like, behind the cameras, you know, we have our disagreements. We, you know, we're just like everybody else. But the thing is, we just don't let something little
destroy us
or come between us. You know, we get over it, we move on, we figure it out, we resolve the issue or whatever it is, you know. And a lot of times you might see, like, oh, wow, they're the perfect... No, I'm not talking about us. Like, in you might see, I don't know, your friend, your family member, and say, oh, man, they're the perfect family. But in reality, they're not, you know? Like, they're, like, the worst or even worse than you, you know? Because we've all seen that. But anyways, yeah, that is that, you know? So back to that. Yes, he's dated, you know, average and little people. Well, someone with dwarfism, and I've never dated a little person before Christian.
She's never dated a little person, but she married one.
Yeah, I've never dated one prior to Christian. I've never was into them, like a fetish. How many of you think?
It's crazy though that people.
Yeah,
think that,
you know. Yeah. So, moving on to our past relationships. Now that we've brought it up, so our thing that ever since the beginning and me, it's, you know, the past is in the past and it shouldn't matter in our relationship. Like me, when we first started dating, you know, I never wanted to, like, know all of his history. I never wanted to know, like, who, what, when, or how. because I just feel if I know that or if I try to dig too deep, I'm just going to hurt myself or I'm just going to, like, you know, I don't know. You know, your brain does crazy things. So ever since the beginning, like, I never really, you know, obviously I found out things, but just because, you know, I found out or things that he has talked to me about, but I never questioned him, like, so who's this? Who's that? How long this? What you do? Like, no, because that's in his past. And to me, it doesn't matter. And I feel like that's how it should be, mm-hmm. you know, and the same for me. I don't like talking about, like, my past because I don't think it matters, you know, mm-hmm. to him. Obviously, we have talked about things, but we never get too deep into mm-hmm. it to where, you know, it's like, no, we don't. Just because, I mean, that's just me. I just don't think it matters, you know. And the less you know, the better you live. And it's just what it is. The past is in the past. And as well, you know, if something happens, I feel like for a lot of people, if something happens in the past and you guys decide to move on from it, like, it should stay in the past. You guys move on. Otherwise, I feel like you're never going to be happy, if that makes sense.
Because I do know, like, there's relationships out there that always kind of throw that kind of stuff in their face. Like, oh, yeah, well, you did this, da, da, da. And it's, like, past stuff that wasn't even, like, they didn't even know each other at the time or whatever. And they try to throw stuff like that and bash them and try to use it against them. Blackmail them with this or blackmail them with, oh, yeah, well, you used to blah, blah, blah. And I don't think that's right because it's, like, it doesn't matter anymore. It happened in the past. It was even prior to you guys even meeting or whatever. And even another thing, and even during, let's say, you know, because relationships sometimes have speed bumps on the road and say something happens. If someone forgives the other person, don't use that against them later on. Like, if you're going to forgive them for whatever it is they did, get past it. Don't use it against them. If you're not going to forgive them for what they did, then that's your pedo, you know. That's,
and it's better
then
to,
it is
honestly,
what it is. Separate, whatever.
Just go your
but
own
if
way.
You do forgive them for whatever it is they do, don't try to rub that, like, in their. Because I know, like, there's people that do that kind of stuff, and I don't think that's cool, you know. So, yeah, moral of the story is: if you're in love, you're in love, dude.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I just think, like, you just have to trust somebody, and if you don't trust them, or you're just too stuck in the past, like, you're never going to be happy. You're always going to live miserable because you're always going to think, like, what if? What if this? What if that?
Then what ifs will mess you up.
You know? So I just think this is for you. Yes, you. Whoever's watching that needed to hear this.
She's like, someone's like, I feel attacked.
I know. You know, if you feel you can't, there's no trust or you can't get past your past, honestly, as much as it sucks to say this, but
keep it pushing.
You just have to move on. You have to move on or just let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
You know, I just feel like that's how it has to be. Either you move past it or you move on. Or, like, you know, because there's no in between. Like, either you're going to move on and try and be happy or not move on and
be miserable,
you know, every day thinking what if, and not letting that thing behind your back let you truly, truly be happy. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, those are my thoughts. That's what that's what we actually live by. Like, you know,
I think it's good. It's good to talk about these things because, you know, you set. But yeah, that is it, I think, right?
I feel like I talked a lot.
No, that was good. I love to hear you talk because I usually talk a lot and I don't know how to stop, but it's good to hear you talk a lot. Like, you're a very interesting person. And talking,
I'm interesting when you let me talk, huh?
When I let you talk.
It's funny because, like, all his friends and, like, my family, everybody already knows. Like,
they already know me.
He never lets me, like, we'll be talking, and then, like, I'm trying to say something, but he, like, just keeps talking. Or, like, I'll try to say something, and he just continues to talk over me. And everybody laughs. And then until finally, I'm like, babe, Can I talk?
It's not intentional.
Yeah, it's not intentional, but that's just like, he just loves to talk.
Like, I don't do it out of like being rude, but I'm just very like, if she's saying something, like, it's very ironic on this part of us. Like, she can explain a story. She's very patient with it. And they like I get like, oh, like, hurry up and say it. But at the same time, I say the whole story, like, yes, every detail. Everything. So I'll be like, yeah, I was walking out, and then I tripped over the little thing. Then I fell, and my hands hit the floor. And then when I got up, then I went in the car. She'll say it slower. She'll be like, yeah, like, he walked out. And then he was, like, walking to the car. And then he went to the desk. But that, I don't know. It's very weird. I don't know. Something's wrong with me.
I talk that slow.
Not that slow, but. Because
you talked really slow. That's probably how you hear me, huh? Because your brain's always like. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. My brain's on go. It just goes.
Yeah, he's always.
I'm on go. It's the coffee. It's the coffee.
It's the caffeine.
But, yeah. Jinx, yummy soda. Jinx, yummy soda again. I don't even drink soda like that. All right. That was a good topic. That topic was in the comments section, so we went off that. Remember, we are looking at your guys' comments, so if you have any questions or any topic ideas that you would like for us to cover, comment them down below in the comments section, and if it's interesting enough, we'll choose it and use it in one of our future episodes. So shout out to whoever was the person that commented. Yeah. Someone asked, like, out of curiosity, has Christian ever dated a little person? And then we decided to do an episode on that because it is a frequent question that gets asked. So I think it was cool to cover that. That was a good little.
And actually, before we close this out, I wanted to answer to, I always get the question about my name. Okay, so they always say, why is my name Jennifer and not Jennifer? So it's actually a long story. Well, it's not really a long story, but so yes, my name is not Jennifer. My name is Jennifer.
With S's.
With S's instead of F's. And the reason being is because when I was born, initially my name was supposed to be Jennifer. But somehow when they sent, you know, the hospital paperwork to the clerical office for the birth certificates, they understood it or saw it as Jennifer with S's. And my mom, when they sent my birth certificate, my mom was like, oh no, I'm gonna just leave it because it was too much work to change the name. For those of you guys that know, it's a lot of work. It's a long process to get the name changed and stuff like that. So she was just like, ah, whatever. Like, I'm gonna just leave it. And that's how I got my name, and that's why my name is Jennifer and not Jennifer, but I was supposed to be a Jennifer. I hated my name for so long. Like, I hated my name Jennifer.
I actually love it because it's so different, and yeah. I never met nobody
I'm
with that
actually
name.
Though, I should be on the world's...
Only Jennifer in the world, yeah, probably?
I am the only Jennifer
Babe,
in the world.
Babe, after this video, they're going to name their kids Jennifer.
It's funny because actually one of my friend's sister was going to name her kid Jennifer. It was so really? Funny. Yeah.
One but of yeah, my best friend's sisters. But everyone calls her Jen.
Yeah, so everyone started calling me Jen because I hated my name. Like, I hated my name, Jennifer. And now I've grown to, like it just because it's so different. And there's nobody else named Jennifer in this world. But... yeah, so I'm the only one and only, you know, so whenever you get to meet me, you feel special. Just kidding. If you want my
Jennifer,
autograph.
Is this the Jennifer?
Yeah, if you want my autograph, I'll give it to you. No, awesome. But seriously, yeah, that's the story of
it does
my
get,
name.
It does get asked a whole lot in the comment section, you guys.
So, yep, that's the story. And
that's it.
That's it, but I go by Jen. Hola, Jen.
Hola, Jen. That's her. Hola, Jen. But yeah, you guys, I think we're wrapping it up for this episode. Episode number 12. We just talked about previous relationships, if I've ever dated a little person, if it's a fetish that she has or whatever. We just covered that. Thank you guys so much. I truly, truly appreciate every single one of you that's been tuning in. We're truly grateful. The podcast has been going very well. And we're super happy to be here. So that is it. Don't forget to subscribe, to like, turn on your post notifications, all that good stuff, because we are uploading every Saturday, I mean, excuse me, every Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So every Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you can catch us here on YouTube, or you can also stream it on other streaming platforms, but you can get the visual right here on YouTube. So thank you to everyone. And yeah, that is it. So don't forget to love a little.
Bye. Bye.